Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup on this September 14th, 2021, Tuesday edition. Long day for me. This is pod number 3. Wife has been gone. Day number 5. Due back tonight if she can avoid any delays from the tropical storm down in South Texas. I will have all my prayers that that does not happen. Love my kids, but coming off of me being out of town and exhausting little member guests and then nonstop with them for 5 days and getting stuff grinding for you guys on here, it's been a lot of late nights, early mornings. Ready for her to get back. Definitely a great support system for me. Fun little pod today. We got a lot to talk about. This will kind of be our normal Tuesday pod. And frankly, all the couple gups this week should be on a normal week, how we're going to roll moving forward. Have a lot of good feedback on those. So I'm looking forward to continuing with that. If you would like to join us, you can use the code CUP, C-U-P, for 15% off. That includes a 7-day free trial on the site, gets you access to we have two packages, basically content analysis. So you get all our articles, Slack, GC Warrior Room, all the input and everything like that, or our full site access. And all our stuff is all sports, all included, everything we cover. It is not, we don't break things up by sport. Full site includes our Green Machine lineup optimizer, college football, NFL, NASCAR, golf, NBA, MLB are in there. We've made massive upgrades for the NFL and college football season. Golf is already ready to go. NASCAR, you can stack. UFC, you can fight stack, not fight stack. Most of the time you're not going to. But we got all kinds of options in there. So it's massive upgrades to that. We've built our entire NFL tools package from the ground up. Last week was the rollout, but this is kind of the first week where we get to see the live data coming in. Week one. Make our tweaks, improve it. We've already got 3 or 4 things that we've seen that we want to do big enhancements on. The nice thing about it being in-house and we do ourselves is we can make those changes, you know, fairly quickly. Our man Bobby Gould is good at that. So y'all's feedback to that is amazing. So come get us, check us out. I will, in the podcast today, I'll include the NFL Listener League, $500 the first, flat payouts, limited rake. Let's get that full. The quicker we get that full, I'd like to get that thing back up to 1,000 the first. DK is all about it. So if we can fill that thing up quick, they'll support it. They have faith in us. We've had 750 before in golf. So I think we could approach 1,000 in the NFL. But let's show them. Let's get it filled up quick. Like and subscribe to us on YouTube. That goes a long way. I will be giving out some DFS Millie Maker tickets later on in the week. The way you get into them, if you have not already, or you want to get in for multiple times, is rate and review us on iTunes. You guys that did it last week, you guys are already in there. Subscribe and like to us on YouTube. Again, you guys that did it last week for our big kickoff, you're already in there. Every time you leave a comment on these videos, it gets you in there. So you can leave one for every single video for all I care. It gets you more entries. This week, I want to know your favorite waiver wire ad for NFL Week 2. Not name Elijah Mitchell, and that'll get you in. I will probably do them either Thursday or Friday. I'm going to give away a bunch, for this last couple of weeks. You guys supporting us, those go a long way. Let's fill up the comments. It really helps us. Monkey Knife Fight. Right now, you can deposit up to $100 and get a $100 match, dollar for dollar. I will be giving my plays away tomorrow for golf, and then I'll give away NFL later. They do have college football player props. May listen to check out Bobby Berger's podcast. He may drop one or two in there he likes. I know we will talk about it in the GC War Room as well. Nobody covers college football, DFS, better. So those player props we should be able to take advantage of for sure. Underdog, use the code GUP, G-U-P, for a free $10 when you deposit $10. Tons of pick 'em parlay type stuff you can do right now. And then also looks like NBA best ball will be coming soon. Our NFL best ball talk over in the GC Warrior Room was fantastic. I assume the NBA will be great as well. So if you'd like to join Underdog right now, use the code GUP. You get a free 10 bucks when you put 10 bucks in there, and we can start doing some NBA best ball here shortly. Don't know the exact date when that'll launch, but we'll have that covered for you as well. Both of those, you can go to gupscorner.com/affiliates and click the link. I'll also put the links in the podcast if you want to take advantage of those. All right, our normal podcast format, now that we're on a normal week for Tuesday, power rankings for me. Got these knocked out this morning, posted the full. So my full rankings on the premium side, I go through every single team, everything of every single value, home field advantage stuff, the current lines, and then my, you know, my personal rankings from 1 through 32. I don't want to overreact. I've kind of talked about it already. Week one to week two is the biggest, sometimes can be a big advantage in the industry, not only betting, which is nice, but DFS as well, when people overreact to stats and snaps and market share and stuff like that. But Chiefs for me are number one. That's pretty easy. We know their potential and their ceiling. I think they're the best team in the NFL at their ceiling. I don't think anybody... All teams at their ceiling, I still think they're the best. I know Tampa Bay took them down the Super Bowl, injuries, stuff like that. I'm just saying, if everybody has their best on the field, I still think Kansas City is the best team right now. Tampa Bay, number two, great performance. I think Dallas gained some respect. If they can stay healthy, I think they'll be right there contending. But Tampa Bay, you know, didn't run particularly like you would think, but, you know, it took advantage of what they had to. Brady's there. They have a tremendous defense. They're going to be right there come towards the end of the year. Cleveland's number three for me, and, you know, I got some ties in there. If you go look at the deep breakdown, some of these teams all have the same value, and so I'm just splitting hairs between them. But they impressed me, and I think, you know, they give up the lead late. They're, I get that, but I still think they're a good football team. You know, right close is the Rams in Seattle. I have Rams four. Was high on them per se, but I wanted, it was a show me, see it to believe it. With Stafford, I talked about him on several pods, even as guests. I liked him. I liked him in the preseason, MVP type stuff or props. Have them slightly ahead of Seattle. Seattle really impressed me. I thought they could lose on the road to Indianapolis. They come out there, looked really good. But they did this last year, so I want to see them be more consistent throughout the whole year. But I do have Seattle five. Bills, I told y'all I wasn't as high on them as everybody else, but I'm not gonna say they just suck now, right? They're done. That's an overreaction. But I still got them. They're number six. That's respectable. What was a bad home loss, though? I mean, I would have, if I'm a Bills fan or a Bills believer, I'd rather them be in a tight game and lose late, but I mean, not lose late, cover. I mean, win late, maybe not cover. But they wind up losing outright to Pittsburgh. We'll see how good Pittsburgh is. I do have Pittsburgh right below them at seven. Cardinals, eight, probably the most impressive win of the week for me on the road at Tennessee. Was a big believer in the Cardinals, but I did not think they would get that first week done. I thought they would, you know, I thought they'd be much better this year, but I thought Tennessee would be able to run the football, control the clock, keep Kyler off the field. But man, and Arizona's defense looked much improved. But again, we don't want to overreact to that. But Chandler Jones, like, he's not going to get five sacks every game, obviously. But the pieces they added, you know, Zavion Collins from Tulsa is an absolute stud. Buda Baker's back there. They got pieces. So I like the Cardinals. Nine is the Chargers for me. I'm still not as high on maybe the pulse of the industry is on them. But I do like Herbert. I think he's a gamer. Was impressed with how they played this week on the road across country. Thought it would be a close, tight game, but I thought Washington would escape with it. Chargers wind up getting the win. And then San Francisco is probably the toughest for me. I'm going to keep them in the top 10 for now, but I do have concerns there. They need to see get some stability. You know, we saw, I think, a little bit ago, Mozart's out for the year. So are they going with Liza Mitchell? Where's Trey Sermon? You know, I thought they'd be pretty high on him. So it'd be interesting to see how they play the next few weeks. Is it going to be Trey Lance eventually taking over? They believe in Jimmy G. You know, all those kind of things keep them just on the outskirts for me. They got a big, but they did let the Lions come back. So interesting to see how they play this week at Philadelphia. I like the Eagles in that game, but I'm trying not to overreact to that tremendous performance. If there was a second performance I like the most, it would be Philadelphia. But I'm down on, I mean, Atlanta's nothing big right now, so that's why I don't have them. I don't want to overreact to that huge win, but they did look healthy and they look good. So Philly's moved up the ladder for me a little bit. Bubble teams for me, the Titans, I'm not going to move them down too much yet. They still have solid pieces. Maybe just need to get, you know, in rhythm a little bit. But their defense is just going to keep them from, you know, being on that elite level, that top five level, unless they get that fixed. I know Arizona's offense is good. Kyler's tremendous, but they still need to perform better there, especially at home. Packers, another team I don't want to just write off yet. We'll see how they come out this week and bounce back with Rodgers. If it's another lackluster performance, I would have some concerns there. But if, you know, people are writing off Green Bay early, I'll certainly take advantage of that this week and hope that he can bounce back on Monday Night Football against the Lions. And then Pats and Dallas, are all these teams are neck and neck fighting in for the top 10. New England loses, but I do like what I see. I think when we get late in the season, they'll be a much stronger than they are now. Should be right there as a potential playoff, you know, and competing in that division for sure. And then Dallas, you know, I just like them, high on them. Tough schedule to start with. Now they got to go on the road to the Chargers. I talked about that earlier. If they can sneak that win out, I do like it. But it's not going to be easy, you know, over there in LA. So some stuff to look out there for as we go into this week. Waiver wire ads for me. Elijah Mitchell is going to be one of the highest, if not the highest, added. I mean, I like it. I just don't know if I'd overspend for it. You're probably going to spend a lot if you're in a, you know, a one where you have to use some dollars, free agent bucks, to bid on them. And San Francisco, you know, and Ryan can probably speak to this better. You know, that's his team. Even when they have good running, I mean, they still split it up enough with the carries and all that. Now, he got a lot last week, but again, they deactivated Trey Sermon. Obviously, I would think if they knew that Mozart was going to get, what, like two carries and get hurt, that, you know, Sermon would have been in there. So I don't think Sermon comes in like starts or anything like that, but I don't think he'll have a ton. I mean, I don't think he'll be a majority carries every single week. So I don't know if that situation warrants spending overspending for him is probably the best way to put it. For instance, let's say Kamara goes down. Like, I would say spending on, you know, Jones would be well warranted because I think he would get the majority of everything there. And there's certain situations like that, like Chuba Hubbard. If CMC went down again and was out for the year, out for 8 weeks, you know, Chuba was a star in college, great potential. He may be worth it. And I'm not saying Elijah Mitchell isn't. I just, that situation that San Francisco's in, I'd be a little hesitant there. I think Tim Patrick is a good ad. Was on the field a ton. We know Judy's hurt. You know, so I think even if Judy wasn't hurt, he'd probably be a decent pickup depending on how deep you are. But I do like Patrick. I like Sterling Shepard, obviously Boomer Sooner type guy, played well. He's never high up and was kind of under the radar because he tends to get hurt at times. And so, and I understand that. So again, just a flyer. If you need, maybe you got hurt at wide receiver, I think Sterling could be on your list. Ingram, I know he's kind of the, you know, looks great on paper. I'm not a believer in that whole situation yet. And he didn't do much with his opportunities. Volume is king around DFS, or not DFS, well, DFS and season long, but, like, I'd rather go, my next guy up is Gainwell. I'd rather buy or spend more on Gainwell for the potential there. And it looks clear that they're going to get him very involved in some way, shape, or form, even when Sanders is doing well, that I'd rather spend on Gainwell than Ingram long-term. It all depends on how your league is and stuff like that. Christian Kirk was a guy that kind of surprised me how many leagues he looked to be available in. I know he's not, you know, a star power. I mean, like that, you got Hopkins. You know, I was high on Rondale Moore. I still am. But I think Kirk is a guy you could add there. Pascal looks like he's going to be a good target. I would be interested to see if and when T.Y. comes back, how that shakes out between Pittman and Pascal and T.Y. But I think Pascal could be a decent add. Juwan Johnson, very high on. I think he's going to be a stable piece there. And if you need that, that kind of player, I think he's worth it. Sammy Watkins looks to be a guy that could, you know, definitely be a PPR target. You know, there's a lot, you know, you got Hollywood there, you got Andrews there. So there's some worry there, but you know, Lamar did look his way a lot. I think he had 8-9 targets yesterday. So Watkins is a guy that I think you could put on and feel somewhat comfortable as a third wide receiver, or, you know, flex type of deal, depending on how your league is. If you're looking for some streaming quarterbacks this week, I know most people don't carry more than one on their team. Maybe you got injured and you want to get by until a bye week or something like that. I think Mac Jones at the Jets is somewhat interesting. And then Heinicke at, you know, for Washington, I think he's got a great matchup this week. If you need a 1 week starter against the Giants, they're at home. He's got the rushing upside, played well in the playoffs. I certainly look at him. Neither one of those. I'm never probably going to give you a quarterback to pick up long term unless we just have like some stud rookies that are going under the, depend on your league, like if you have dynasty type stuff. But this is like, for the most part, on quarterbacks, people like to stream them a lot. Those are two that caught my eye this morning that seem to be available in a larger than most leagues out there. So I'll go over waiver wires each Tuesday. Some will be shorter than longer. Just, you know, this week, some pretty significant injuries, plus a lot of unknowns that we find out. And go, oh, yeah, he is going to be good. Some weeks it may only be four or five guys. So got that for you. Prediction strike. I did a pod last week. If you would like to, I had the head of strategy on, Nico. If you would like to go watch that, it's on the channel or on the iTunes version. If you hear him explain some of it, we partner with them. They're the world's first sports stock exchange. To bring our community a new and innovative way to profit on your sports knowledge. On Prediction Sprite, Prediction Strike, you can invest in your favorite athletes. Athlete share prices rise based on two things. Basically, whether or not they beat their fantasy projections on a weekly basis and as the season goes along, and then supply and demand. Prediction Strike has the lowest fees in fantasy sports, and the average user has a rate of 15% or more right now. If you use the code GUP, you get a free athlete share when you sign up and deposit $20. So jump in there. We've got a channel over in the GC Warrior Room. I'll be talking about them weekly. We've had some guys get some on some steals. So I know in our industry or the most familiar is probably Jock Market. The difference is these don't, like Jock Market is, you buy for this tournament, like the Fortinet coming up. And you'll buy shares, which I like that philosophy too. And then Sunday, you know, you can trade and all that kind of stuff throughout the tournament. And then Sunday you'll get paid out based on ending value. This is a long-term deal. So you can buy and sell whenever, but there isn't, you know, I have to give up my value that I bought in 1 week. So it's just like a stock market deal. You're buying stock into these guys. Chris Kirk had a big week, or Christian Kirk had a big week last week, went up 50%. Juwan Johnson, we had one of the subs buy him. His shares went up 48%. He bought him early in the week. Rondell Moore is a good price right now, $3.77 a share. I like CD. He's around $5, $5.50 a share. Kyler's $7 a share. Jalen Hurts is $1.69. And then Gainwell, who I talked about earlier, is $3.22. So you can kind of get in there. They have NBA and NFL now. They'll be bringing on soccer, UFC, golf. Once they get golf, that'll be huge for us. But you can get in there and kind of see what the values are and the up, you know, and you're trying to beat the market, right? I got a guy that I think could have a big year. So last year, one of the guys that I went and reviewed was, two of them was CD and then Justin Jefferson. You know, if you picked up Justin Jefferson last camp and held him all year, I mean, you made a lot of money. And there's several of those guys out there. It's a really neat platform. They have a tremendous app. If you want to go download it, they just released a new one a week ago Thursday. And then the website's really awesome too, to go look at all the trends and, you know, people that are going up, down, stuff like that, just like a stock market type deal. So that's Prediction Strike. You can go to our GupsCorner.com affiliates to check that out. I'll put a link in the podcast as well. I'm really excited about that. A lot of the guys in the Slack have been jumping in there or DMing me as well with some questions. So I'd be fun, especially as I start out of other stuff. UFC, we can go hit up Tommy and ask about, you know, who's some young guys coming up. You know, follow the monies in the Slack as well. Great, great UFC mind. So some of that stuff will be fun for us and probably give us an edge over most. PGA this week, the Fortinet, so I was on Travis's show earlier, he kept calling it Fortnite, so now he has me tricked up, but Fortinet Championship, the update on Tuesday, deep dive update, weather course, not much has changed, there's a little bit of wind, but nothing crazy. I think it's going to play, you know, decently, you know, fast and firm, still going to be 16 to 18, 19 under type numbers, trending the highest for now. I think Rahm will be the highest of the slate, even at that price. Maybe someone takes, you know, it starts becoming, you know, common talk about that. But I don't know how it's all right for me to be the highest at that price. I think because there's so much, this is a week where it's good for him to be that price because there's so many risks that are okay to take. You're like, he's a new guy, he's on the Corn Ferry, or this guy's priced down for whatever reason. There's a lot of good plays in that 6K, 7K range, especially relative to the guys that are in the 8 and 9, because there's not as strong up top. You have got, I mean, up top is okay, you know, with Webb, Nah, Willie Z, Matsu, and Rom, but the 8 and 9K, for what they're priced at, you know, you're like, well, are they really that much better than some of these guys in the 7K? So I do think on paper, when you first look at it, you would say, I don't want to pay that much for Rom. I'll just take the chance that he doesn't return it. Well, then when you start building, and I think this is what will trend up as you get to Wednesday night, people go, well, I can fit a lot. I could make a whole team of 7K guys in Rom and feel pretty good about it. A couple of 6K guys you could drop in there and not really feel like you're losing a lot. Even Mito, who's probably going to be one of the highest in the 8K range, he's 8K flat, you know, and so some great opportunity this week, but I do think Rom's going to be up there. Munoz, Perez, Kevin Na, Griot, HV3, Mito, like I mentioned, Doug Gim, McNeely, and Pendrith. Those are some of the guys I have up there trending up on the ownership. We'll finalize everything tomorrow on Cup with Gup, as usual, on Wednesday. Potential sleepers, low owned for me, as I've started listening to the pods, you know, search Twitter, look at articles, stuff like that. Smalley is still a guy that I'm interested in. I think he's going to be low owned. Sloan is a guy that, you know, we've been on a little bit. He made us some money when he made that run to second place. I think he'll be low owned. Cheslon Hadley is a guy I mentioned yesterday. He moved up the ladder a little bit for me. I think he'll kind of be low owned on the week. Justin Suh, anytime we get guys that are added after the Monday, no matter who it is, in most cases, they're going to be lower owned just because they don't get talked about. They're missed on the pods. You know, some optimizer and stuff out there might not even have them or add them super late. And so in general, those guys are lower owned. And I really like him. $6,400. You know, he can putt well. I'll have some shares of him and kind of hope he goes under the radar. And then Thigali, I'm still going to be on him. I double checked some stuff. I want to make sure I wasn't going over, you know, over the wall for him. But even in the deep dive, he climbed for me as well. So I'm still going to play some of him at $7,400. Monday Rito, if you will, or guys that I think maybe I didn't talk about that I should have, or maybe guys I flipped on. That's what this little segment will be each week. I did this in the main season and people liked it. Matsu was a guy I didn't really talk about much. And I do think the more you look at it and start looking at construction, and because I think Webb will be somewhat popular, relatively speaking, to the guys up top, I think he's just going to be completely left out. I think he will probably be the lowest owned, without question. And so I think Matsu's in line for me to think about and talk about, mainly from leverage type perspective. You're saving $1,100 off of Rom. And then, you know, you're only paying $200 more for what Webb may be two or three times more owned than him. So, you know, the putting's always in his course history doesn't look great. Even when you deep dive, it doesn't, but he's only played once. So I'm not going to put too much into that. He's been playing pretty decent. He's a guy that I think I'll boost up. Pat Perez is a guy that climbed for me a little bit. He was already in my top 20 on Monday. I just really didn't fit anywhere to mention him. He is a guy I'm on this week, 7,900. He was 16th in my original model, 8th in putting, 28th in the rolling stats stuff. So nothing negative there. I like him in general for this tournament. And then Straka was a guy that I didn't mention at all, didn't think about. He was 48th in my model. He's one of the big climbers in the deep dive. I like him here, 12th in the deep dive course history model that I put out today, $7,600 total. So Strock is a guy that I think could fit pretty decent here. Guys that I'm pretty much staying strong on right now is Pendrith, which I know he's going to be popular, Rom, Kazire, and Gooch. I think Kazire and Gooch will be on the lower end there, so gain some leverage. Rom and Pendrith would probably have to take some eat some chalk there potentially. But we can get around that. There's plenty of ways this week to do that with full field, 156 guys. I will be doing the final stuff, final thoughts, all that kind of stuff in the morning. And then I'll release, we'll do the Wednesday Cup with Gup. So make sure you get that comment in. Give me your favorite waiver wire ad for week two besides Elijah Mitchell. Go back and watch some of the other videos in the last week if you haven't. Left a comment there that gets you into the drawing. It's going to give away some Millie tickets. This week, I'll probably do it Thursday or Friday. I have to see which one the schedule works out for the best. Use the code CUP, CUP. You get 15% off any package right now. plus a free 7-day trial is included there. This would be a great week to try it out. You get first golf tournament. We're hot and heavy into college football, NASCAR, UFC, NFL week two, all that stuff. You don't like it, you can bow out. If you love it, you can stay on. If you want to upgrade after that, you can do that. Your code will still work. Looking forward to it. You guys have a blessed evening, and I will see you tomorrow for Wednesday's Cup with Gup. Have a good night. Thanks.